Okay, I'll go get her. Shall I go get her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that ringing or is that my ears?
There's kind of a ringing like an engine. Still.
To me, yeah, it sounds like an engine.
Like a high pitched engine. Yeah.
Oh, I don't hear that.
I'll stand by passengers. See me at the podium. Your seat is empty.
Non-Rev Lounge is a travel and aviation podcast. Monique, Laura, and Tyler are three friends that work for a major airline as gate agent, flight attendant, and ramp worker. During this podcast, they will discuss using their flight benefits to travel the world, as well as talk about things that happen at work. They have guests on almost every week to share their travels and stories, leaving tips on the best places to travel and things to do. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Non-Rev Lounge. I'm Monique.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Tyler. So this is a little bit different because we're actually recording at the airport.
Yeah.
In what's the vice president's office.
Yeah, the executive office.
I think this is the first time recording in my uniform and the first time you guys are both sober.
Well, that's true. No cocktails.
So this might be a little bit boring.
We may be speaking a little clearer though.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe not. I mumble already, so it doesn't help.
But yeah, we're excited to be together. And we have a guest coming on later.
Yes, we do.
That's why we're recording on location. Well, we've recorded the airport before because we recorded in Lara's car, remember?
Yes.
So actually, I can still hear the engines outside. We're at the end of a bank, so I could probably edit them out, but we can hear them.
We can watch the ramp from here. I like that. Speaking of watching the ramp, I'm going to jump right into my story.
Okay. Tell it.
Okay. All right, so Dave and I went to Idaho, and we were in the lounge looking out the window watching. Of course, you know me. I have to sit there, and I rolled up the window, and the guy sitting there goes, I can't see my TV screen. So I had to roll it back down, his back down. So Dave and I are both leaning, looking out, watching the ramp, and it was the regional area.
Yeah.
It was the regional side. And so this guy came running around with all these bags on his tug, and one fell off. And we're like, oh, one fell off. And we're watching. We're like, one fell off. And nobody was coming. And then we saw people walk by. Just they walked right by it. We're like, there's a bag laying there. And the people are walking right by. And so I'm texting Tyler. I have no idea where he is.
He could be home.
I know. So I text him, but Tyler, there's a bag out here by B5. It's just sitting here on the ground. Nobody's watching it. What are we going to do? Who shall I call? And then we just watched it. I don't think I heard from you. So then anyway, I got up. Dave's like, we got to get it to the gate. And I said, okay. I said, I'm going to use the restroom first. So I go to the restroom. I come back and Dave goes, oh, some guy came and got it. He goes and picked it up. And I said, oh, great. And he goes, yeah, I got it all on Snapchat. I said, well, let me see. And I looked. I'm like, Dave, that's Tyler. Did you not recognize Tyler? That's Tyler. And so anyway, so luckily I screenshot a bunch of the Snapchat video. So I have you totally checking out the bag and looking at it. Yep. And saving the day.
Being a hero.
Because that's not his area. He's not in regionals.
Correct.
He's a mainline.
I don't know how you couldn't tell because of my bald head.
I did text him. I'm like, you really should be wearing a hat. You should wear your non-rev.
I was in the back room, so I wasn't like out.
See, so he was in the back room and he got a tug and he came over to save that bag.
That was my job, was to deliver bags. And so I had to go over there anyway. So I just pulled up and grabbed it to see.
Thank you.
But I'm just thinking right now where we're sitting at, it's the top level. With like big windows all around. Laura, if you worked here, you would not be able to focus.
No.
The amount of bags that probably are left here and there, you'd be like, can we please call the ramp and have this one picked up? Can we call the ramp and have this one picked up?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I remember that day. I picked up another one because sometimes they just fall off the cart for whatever reason.
Sure.
But then later in the day, I was running bags and I got to a gate and I was missing a bag. So I was like, well, I'm plus two, but negative one today. So I went back to see where it may have fallen off. I retracted my steps and it was gone. So hopefully someone else picked it up and was able to get it to the flight. They had plenty of time from what I realized. So,
oh, technology.
Yeah. But
that was my big thing.
Actually, it's better the bag's on the ground than in a cart. Because in the cart, you assume it's there. But if it's on the ground, you know that's not where it's supposed to be.
Oh, that's true.
So
thank you, Tyler. You're my hero.
Well, thank you for being so nice because I didn't think it was that great a deal.
It was. You guys have been non-revving though.
Well, all three of us flew. Yeah, you said you went to Boise for your reunion.
Uh-huh. My husband's college reunion. Because
your husband wanted to show you all his old things. That was?
Yes. I saw her, too. She's cute. I'm hotter, so that's all that matters.
Did you keep asking him all night? I'm hotter, right, babe?
No, I kept pointing at different women. Is that her? Is that her?
Oh, really? I would have just pointed out, like, the ugliest people.
I did.
I told you, make sure you weren't wearing your non-rev pro hat because You were not non-revving.
I was not non-revving. No, we used our miles. I'm sorry. But coming back, the flight was oversold, so it was a good thing. It was Sunday night.
No, so it was full. Okay. Yeah. You had a good time, though.
Yeah, thank you.
What did you do, Monique?
We went out for Zachy's senior game. Yeah, he had his last football game in college.
Oh, that was his last one?
Yeah, it was his last one. So it was pretty neat. Before the game starts, they line up all the players on the field, and they kind of make almost like a tunnel kind of thing for them. And then the players get to walk out with their parents, whoever they choose. And Zachy had me and Tawny and the girls, and then his dad, Jeremiah and Lois.
Oh, Jeremiah and Lois were there too, huh?
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. So they handed him 3 roses, 1 for each of his moms. So I got to hold a rose.
Oh.
They walked through. It was neat, but it took a bit to get there. We knew we were going to spend the night in Denver because we were going to pick up Tawny's best friend, Megan.
Yeah.
And then fly in the morning. So yeah, so we slept in the airport there.
Did you find those in Denver?
Did you find them?
No, they were in a different terminal. By that point, we were exhausted. And I'd bought air mat, little just thin did air mattress kind of things. They were decent.
Okay. Better than the floor.
Yeah.
Like a pool raft.
Like how much were they? Like price wise? Did you get super cheap? Like $1 ones?
No. I mean, they were about $70 a piece.
Oh.
For doubles.
They had to have a double.
Well, and then because I got a double for the 2 girls to share and then one for Tawny.
Were they double high? Like the 2 high one? Very much is?
No. I mean, they really weren't that big. So it was nice because I could fit them all in just my carry on.
Oh, wow.
Plus blankets. But it was weird. So we set all up. We were just about ready to go to bed when this gentleman came and literally sat on the row and on top of us almost. And we were like, what the heck is he doing? There's an empty airport.
Everything's empty. Yeah.
It's midnight. The earliest flight out of that gate didn't leave till 7. What the heck? But we did get to check out that club in Denver and it's beautiful.
Well, that's what there's 3 new brand new clubs Denver has and Ireland is one of them. And so I wanted to get up and say, because you said it was really nice. United has one and the Capital One has a review on it. It's really nice too. So
it's got a beautiful fireplace kind of area, nice little sitting area. And then you go around the corner and it's kind of got the bar and some seated, almost like booth kind of things.
Had you been to the old one that we have there?
Yes.
I have too.
So you see, you know the difference then?
That's, yes. Okay. Yeah. That's a bit, even the girls when they walked in, they were like, this one's nice.
Yeah, nice.
And I was like, yeah, it is.
Cool.
Did it have showers?
I don't know. I don't think it had showers. I don't know.
Did they give you wet wipes in the bathroom so you just hobo shower?
That was hobo. Enough. But we got to hit it that night for just a little bit, about an hour and a half. And then we went up and grabbed coffee and breakfast real quick.
Great stuff.
Nice. Yeah. And yeah, had great seats going. Did the whole football thing. That was super emotional. Mom and dad came out for it. They got to make it out.
I love that.
Yeah. So they were there for it too. And then we took one of the first flights coming back. Got home and then I slept from 11 a.m. till that was my bedtime pretty much. I got up for dinner and then went right back to bed.
Cool.
That's a big day emotionally. Yeah, especially to have everybody there.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I'm proud of that kid.
I love Bonnie too. I love your mom. You guys are lucky. You have a really good parents.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
That's what it was, Katie's birthday. And so she went up to Utah to spend the weekend with her parents. And I had to stay back in Utah because my boys had their championship basketball.
Oh, really?
I don't know why they put it on a holiday weekend. But anyways.
/ rugby.
Yeah. Which is awful. It was a long day. But we had a Friday off. And so I still wanted to go somewhere. So we ended up going to Portland. And this is a day trip. Portland and then back through LA. We ended up doing 7 clubs.
Dang.
Wow.
In the day. And then 3 priority passes.
Very cool.
So I thought about it. It'd be funny if my boys go back to school on Monday and it's like, what did you do? And it's like, the story they would have told would have been so unbelievable. We went to Portland for lunch and went to a restaurant, party pass restaurant that was really good. And then we went to LA to a game lounge. What are you talking about? And then my dad got a massage in the airport. It was fun, but it was a long day. But
well, this picture you sent of Christopher playing video games,
yeah.
I was like, that kid is in heaven. He loves it.
He was terrible at it, but he loves it because we don't have the whole game, the stuff at home. So he didn't grow up with the whole controllers. He has a tablet, but so the next day he's like, can we go to that lounge again?
Back in LA.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's fun. We got to do a little traveling.
Okay, so I want to introduce everyone to our guest. We're so lucky to have Miss Tanya Allen from Phoenix. She's an executive assistant. And what actually would your title be, Tanya?
That is my title. I'm the executive assistant to the vice president of the Phoenix operation.
So cool.
Very cool.
Okay, so Tanya is America West. Are you America West?
I am America West.
Yes.
So can you tell me a little bit, what do you do for that job? Like, oh, there's a title, but what is that? What kind of things do you do?
How much time do we have?
You everything, don't you, Tanya?
I wear a lot of hats. The main priority job is obviously, Sophia is a officer. She's an officer with the airline. And so that is huge shoes right there in itself. A calendar that is very intense. There's a lot of traveling involved in that. Like right now, she's gone, you know, for a week at our base and our headquarters, if you will. And so just managing her calendar, travel. We have a lot of events that take place at our Phoenix airport, like Wings for Autism.
That's where we met.
That's okay. Yes. And then we do that every year in October. We also do daily Make-A-Wish flights. So we make wishes come true for children that are various illnesses.
Oh, I didn't know we do that daily.
Almost daily.
Being at the gates, we see them almost daily. Yeah. You know, Orlando morning flights.
They're always going to Orlando.
Yeah.
The coolest thing right now is I have one that's going out. He wants to go to the Thanksgiving parade.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cute.
A 5-year-old. And I just thought to myself, oh, his family wants to go to the Thanksgiving parade. I'm like, that's an amazing child to have a
5-year-old.
Exactly. But, you know, it really tugs at your heart, just the stories and the fact that we can do this for these families and these children. It's amazing.
And the Wings for Autism event she did this year was, well, it was very well organized, but there was all the firefighters were there, and you had so many volunteers.
Police officers. We had a lot of volunteers. I mean, this event is very close to people's heart. I mean, to be able to give these children and families the opportunity to go on a mock flight down to the details. I'm talking from the parking garage to the ticket counter, checking in to going through TSA and then to actually get to the gate and go on a flight. The beautiful part about it is they can use their imagination. And with our last one we just had, there was one child. He had his luggage, his rollerboard, and we asked him, where was he going? He said, to Paris.
That's so cool.
That was the quickest flight to Paris.
Yeah, it seemed like everybody that I spoke to there had a personal reason for being there.
Indeed, indeed. Nice. It's just amazing. And to see our employees really pull together, and you see the smiles, you see the laughter. It's really a joyous event. It truly is.
And lucky you.
I feel very lucky and privileged to be at the and to make sure that, you know, the logistics of everything, you know, come together, to work on it for months and finally get to that day and to see it. It's a beautiful sight. And you all, the flight attendants, the crew, everyone, you guys did an amazing job. Yeah.
That's what I was talking to our friend Beryl. She's at headquarters, kind of the. And they just said the jet pool, which she was in charge of.
Yes.
And she said that's so much work and so much trying to get them to give them a plane to use, because they're so, was it hard to get them? I mean, it's for a good cause, but still to say, we need this plane set aside for so long.
Oh, you don't even want to know what I went through to get that plane. Like the 9th hour, I was like, do I have a plane?
Yeah.
No, we can't get you a plane. You got to be kidding me. I'm like, we do this event every year. It was, you know, no one sees the behind the scenes of what take place. So getting a plane, yes, is very hard to do. And it's interesting that you say that, because we haven't did the jet pool here in Phoenix in some time now.
Yeah.
So I'm bringing the jet pool back.
Stay tuned. Oh, you are? Fun.
Next year.
Oh, sign me up.
2024, we're doing the jet pool again.
We'll be a team.
I know a bunch of rappers downstairs were jealous when they saw the Dallas.
Yes.
Been able to do it.
Yes.
So why not? So
I just didn't have enough time to pull it off this year with all the other events that's going on. But there is a manager over in flight service who really loves the jet pool. You know her. She's a senior manager.
Oh, yes, I do know
what
her.
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She just got promoted to senior manager.
Oh, she did. So good.
That person.
I have to say congratulations.
She loves doing the jet pool, and I just couldn't pull it together. Literally. I couldn't pull it.
Well, breaking news. It's coming in 2024.
Yeah. It is breaking news.
You heard it here first.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, cool. And bless your heart for offering to take on another task.
Yes.
Herculean task.
Yes. Yes.
Laura mentioned that you started with America West. You want to kind of walk us through your aviation history, how you got into it, a little bit different pieces you've been a part of?
My journey in the aviation took off in 1998 as a flight attendant for America West Airlines. Yeah. We were the rock stars.
Yes.
We were the rock stars, if I say so myself. I remember going downtown and it was like 3rd Street and Mill Avenue. It was at a hotel. There was maybe 100 people in there interviewing back in that day when they did it, you know, the group interviews. And then they call you out. You didn't make it. And I kept thinking to myself, there is no way I am 5'2" that they're going to select me amongst all these individuals here that are towering over me. But I went through the entire process to getting my uniforms that day, doing my drug testing, and it was surreal. I was like, I always heard it was so hard to get a flight attendant position, and I literally just got offered a position in 6 hours. That was like the time frame. Well, yes and no. We all know that, right? And that's when my journey began. And I remember having my first trip on Christmas Eve. I was on reserve. And I thought to myself, I do want a trip. I do want to go to work, but I don't want to go to work on Christmas Eve. Yeah. And that was where I realized that there is no holidays. There is no vacations. This is an industry and a profession that is 24/7, girlfriend, 365 days a week. So I got called out. I went to Columbus, and I am a native of Phoenix. Froze. I was not prepared for that snow and wanted to look cute. And, you know, sometimes, you know, cute hurts and, you know. But it was the best trip ever. My crew was seasoned. They were amazing. They took really good care of me.
I love
and
that.
I realized that I can do this for the rest of my life.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
It seems like flight attendants and pilots too, right? It's almost like a lifestyle. It's not just a job, because you're living out of your suitcases.
It's definitely
especially
a
those first couple of years when you're like on reserve, or you're just like, you have no say.
It's just, And there's, you know, I think we all look at the glam of it. You know, there's lonely nights, because especially if you're on a trip on a holiday, you know, I always say it's not always what you see on the surface. You know, there's times when you're traveling and, you know, you have things that's going on at home and you have to leave your family. So it's a teeter totter of emotions.
I have 3 kids at home, so have a few quiet nights would be nice.
Yeah.
I'm only hearing upsides.
But I will say, though, I was a single mom at the time, and I had a 3-year-old and I had a 10-year-old. That job, though, was the best job for me with my children.
Really?
And people would always say, how do you do that? You have young kids. My parents were there to support me. My children's father, a single parent, not married, but their father was involved in their life. And between him and my parents, they rotated watching them on my 3-day trip. So I always tell people, this is a job that you can do with a family easily.
Because when you were home, you got to be hands-on to be home.
Yes.
And you didn't have homework. You didn't have work to do at home. You didn't jump on the computer.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So you started out as a flight attendant. How long did you do that
for? So I was a flight attendant with America West for 9 years. And then we transitioned to U.S. Airways, of course. So it was America West, U.S. Airways. Then 9/11 hit.
Oh.
And I got stuck. I did a red eye from Phoenix. We went Phoenix, Vegas, because I was based here That would never happen again, not in this day and time. But I did a red eye out of Vegas to Miami. And literally, when we got to our hotel, my head just hit the pillow. Crew scheduling called, and they start sharing with us what was going on. And I was like, okay, I'm dreaming. You're dreaming, yeah. Tanya. This is not reality. Go back to sleep. And then I turned the TV on, and everything was happening. And my crew and I got stuck in Miami for 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah. I had just got married in February. This happened in September. And I was terrified, as everyone else in the world was. And when I didn't know what it looked like for me to get back on that plane to come back home to my family. But I do know that I was terrified. And when I got back home, you know, they talked to us and asked us, you know, if we're okay, and very consoling to us. And I said, I don't think I can go back out right now. So I went on a leave, and then I came back after 6 or 8 weeks, did one trip, and then I retired. Oh. Yeah, I retired. But it was the best thing for me, because I started a family with my new husband, and I had two children on my sabbatical, two boys that are now 20 and 18. So, yeah.
So that was meant to be.
It was meant to, yeah. It was unfortunate why it happened, but everything happens for a reason. And it had I not taken that time out, I might not have my boys, you know, because I would have been working and, you know, flying. And then I had my boys, and then I decided I really miss aviation. And I went to Southwest Airlines in 2016. And then, so 2016, another tragedy happened to our world. COVID.
Oh, yeah.
So my experiences have been, when I leave, it's been due to tragedy.
Yeah.
And so I left in 2020 because I had a husband at home that was high risk, and I didn't want to risk, you know, I didn't want to bring that risk to him. So I left in 2020, took the buyout, and I was off until 2021. I started at my new airline June 29th, 2021. I was ready to get back in. I said, I'm going to be a flight attendant again. I'm going to start at the bottom and work my way up. I was like, my journey, my story is going to be started from the bottom. Now I'm here. And then at this time, my husband had been ill. He was actually in the hospital on this day. And I started at reservation. It was a afternoon shift.
Here we go with a reservation. Monique started reservations too.
Yeah. Don't sleep on reservations. It'll take you places.
Yes.
And I started my shift in training. 2 hours into that call, 2 hours into that shift, I get a call. My husband was at the hospital. I had just told him, bye, I'm going to start my new career again with aviation. And I'll be back to see you tomorrow, let you know how I like it. You know, I don't want to be on these phones, but this is my path to get back in the friendly sky. 2 hours, I get a call, and they said he had coded. And I told my trainers, I was like, I have to go. You know, this is what's going on. They're like, no. Go. Keep us posted. And I get to the hospital, and, you know, we go through questions, and how long was he? They asked me, do you want us to, you know, do CPR? And yes, do CPR. So I call my family. We all get to the hospital, and they said he had been 9 minutes without oxygen, and he'd been in the hospital for a week, and we thought we had hope, and we thought he was getting better. And I held his hand, and I said, you've been fighting so hard for us. You've been a trooper. And I said, you don't have to do this for me. You do not have to stick around this place for me. If you are ready to go, I said, because I don't know what you just saw in those 9 minutes, but I know it must have been beautiful. And if that's what you want to go back to, I need a sign from you. And I held his hand. He held my thumb. And that's when I told the doctor, let him be at peace. And when I tell you, it was a beautiful, beautiful transition. And we were married for 20 years. But this airline here was the most, I was only here for a day, not even a day, 22 hours. 2 hours I was at the center. And they said, go through your healing. Go through your mourning. And when you're ready to come back, you don't have to apply again. Just let us know and we'll put you in a training class. October 19th, I returned. I was there for 4 weeks. And there was a position open in flight service. And I applied for it. I was still in training. And I got the base manager interviewed me. And she's like, you're a perfect match for this position. She's like, I knew from the minute I interviewed you and you walked out the door, I was going to be calling you and offering you a position. I was in that position for 10 months. Not because I didn't love it or didn't want to be in it, but the dynamics of my life had changed. And I was like, okay, I need a little bit more money.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when the person in this position was retiring. And the base manager over there talked to my manager, and the rest is history.
Wow.
So, yeah. In that short time frame. So, I've been here.
You were certainly guided.
Yeah, I just celebrated my 2-year anniversary, October 19th.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. So, that's my journey.
Because you're perfect at this job.
I love it. Yeah. I love it so much.
And you know about the in-flight position because you worked it for so long. Yes. Yeah.
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 Yeah. And again, even when I went to in-flight, I said, okay, I'm going to apply for in-flight again.
Yeah.
But life looks so different for me now. I am enjoying going home every day. I'm enjoying my flexibility. And it's where I'm supposed to be. This was destined for me.
I love that.
Yes.
That's perfect.
Then. Yeah, that is a journey.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Laura, if you did that, if you were to go to office job, you'd have to break up with like 3 of your boyfriends.
Maybe 4.
Well, she only goes to London, so.
Exactly.
That's cute.
That's funny.
So you've had a number of years of non-revving off and on then. So do you have a non-rev trip that kind of stands out to you as one of your favorite or something kind of
I do. So I just kind of gave you guys chapter 1, right? Uh-huh. So there's a chapter 2. And chapter 2 started March 31st, 2022, when my daughter introduced me to a widower. He had lost his wife to cancer, and I had lost my husband, and they thought we had something in common, his nephew and my daughter. And so our journey began. And he's a traveler. He likes to travel, and he's retired military 20 years and has been everywhere, all over the world.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
And this job couldn't be any better for me to be able to travel. Like, I just got back from Vegas. He lives in Vegas. So I just got back from Vegas on yesterday. But the most memorable trip in this chapter of my life was going to Aruba for my birthday. And I am full out. It's my birthday. It's my birthday month.
Yeah.
July 1st hits. It is my birthday month. It is a whole holiday. And my birthday is July 29th. So for my birthday, we did a cruise. And then we went to Aruba. We non-revved from Phoenix to Orlando. That was our non-rev experience because he was like, we're not non-revving. All the way to Aruba. Based on experiences, past experiences. But we non-read from from Phoenix to Orlando. The best. Got to go to the club.
Yeah.
Got to go to the club. Yeah. And there's a whole story even with our airline, and he never wanted to fly on us again. Hadn't flown on us since 2018.
Oh.
Had never stepped foot on our airline.
But you changed his mind.
Because of something that happened.
Oh, but your flight from Phoenix to Orlando, that was good.
It was good. Good. It was good. It was a good, memorable trip.
Wish I had been on that trip.
But yeah.
Stuck on those good ones. Yeah. Good memories. Yeah.
But I have, I put him on my as a companion, and he still will fly Southwest or Delta. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, a past experience. But he slowly coming back, and he's actually going to a holiday party with me that's with our CEO. And I said, oh, well, look at you. You went from not flying on us to going to a holiday party with the CEO. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't get that somewhere
that's
else.
That's right. You like us now?
Now, who did you book your cruise through? Did you use any of the non-revving stuff that we have?
We just do we just do Carnival, but I book a lot of hotels under the ID90.
Okay.
And the rates are phenomenal. Like I've stayed at the Venetian for like $50 a night.
Wow. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Using the ID90. But yeah, I am a non-rever big time. This is how big time I'm a non-rever. I non-rev to Vegas every week. I get bumped. I get myself back up. I look at other airlines. But yeah, every week I go to Vegas.
This weekend's going to be tough.
Yesterday was tough. So my friend, I was on a girls' trip, actually. I ended up driving back with them.
Oh, you drove back from Vegas? I sent a flight out to Vegas last night with like 100 open seats on it. But
oh, going out.
Going to Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was rough. It was rough.
So are you always trying to go there on the weekend because you are the weekends off?
I go different. Okay. Like I'll go on, like this last week I left Thursday.
Yeah.
And the flights were like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get on this flight. And I'm going on a girls trip and they're driving and they're going to be there. And we're going back and forth. I'm calling my flight attendant friend who went on the trip too, who works for Southwest. I'm like, can you check your loads? And she's like, oh yeah, you're going to get in on us. And I'm like, okay, well first, our flight leaves at 2:45. That one leaves at 3:30. I'm going to try to get on ours first. And there were a family of six that did not show up.
Oh, good for you.
And we all got on. And I was like, oh, that sucks for our passengers.
Yeah.
But you can't think about them as you're walking on. Yeah. They're like, but we're getting on. Yeah. And then you're looking up like this here over your seats to see, are they going to get on? Is the door closed?
Yeah. Are they closing that door?
That's what you wait for the flight attendants to be like, what's the door is now closed or whatever the thing is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we say. The door is now closed.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Aruba. I've never been there.
I had never been there either. The most beautiful place on earth. Friendly. The people are hospitable. Beautiful. We stayed at a all-inclusive resort. Yeah. Beautiful.
So you'd recommend that an all-inclusive there?
I would recommend it. It's just beautiful. The water is crystal blue. The sand is white. Mm. It's just beautiful. All you can eat, all you can drink.
It was very relaxing.
It's very relaxing. Sounds perfect. The beautiful. And we went August 16th. That was my actual birthday gift. And I was like, it's August and I'm still celebrating. And everyone's like, your birthday month is over.
I'll say when it's over.
This is my gift, though. I'm utilizing my gift. And we were there for 5 days and it was the most amazing 5 days of my life in the last 2 years. It was like, you can do this again. I felt whole and I felt happy.
So it was a rejuvenation?
It's such a happy place. I can't say it enough. Yeah.
Plus she's in love.
Yeah.
Stella's got her groove back.
Yeah. You know what? That's so funny that you say that. There are some employees up here, the allocators. They're like, so when they see me coming through here with my luggage and I'm leaving, they're like, uh-oh, Stella got her groove back. It's so funny that you said that.
She's funny. She's the funny one of the trio. Yeah.
It's true.
Sorry, Tyler.
Back it's true, though.
U.S. Airways used to have the screens that come down. Remember those on our 320s?
Uh-huh.
And they would rotate through showing different destinations, and Aruba was one. So I've always wanted to go.
You
I haven't been yet. But
you got to go.
So how did you get there? So out of Orlando, then you flew on who?
Southwest.
Southwest?
Southwest.
No, that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Southwest.
Were there open seats?
It was pretty. It was pretty open. We bought.
Okay, so you had guaranteed from
there. So we went Phoenix. We left Phoenix, Orlando, on Tuesday. We stayed 2 days in Orlando.
Give you plenty of time.
Yes, yeah. And then we had tickets. We left Thursday and came back the following Wednesday. But yeah, we brought tickets.
So you paid the price. You had to hang out in Florida in August mm-hmm. to make sure you were.
Yes.
It wasn't Miami, though.
Yes.
How was Florida in August?
That's what I was going to ask. How was Aruba in August? Because it's kind of, it was a hot
humid. It wasn't hot. It wasn't cold. Okay. We were in the pool. We were in the ocean. It was beautiful.
Okay,
it was perfect.
I'm sold.
It was just perfect. You have to go.
Because you go to Florida in August and it's miserable because the water is not refreshing.
Those 2 days in Orlando, miserable.
Yeah.
I'm like, when are we going to the Happy Island? It was so hot. It's a different kind of humid. I'm a native of Phoenix, so I can deal with weather. The humidity, I cannot deal with.
No.
It was awful.
Well,
yes, it was awful.
Did you look around when you were on the Southwest plane to see if there were open seats? That's something we do it all the time when we use our miles.
There were a few open seats. We actually had the flight attendant who worked that was traveling with us. Oh, yeah. Look, I was like, okay, look, so we kind of can gauge, you know, what it looks like.
Sure.
And there was a few open. Some non-refs did get on. But we weren't. He was like, I'm not doing this non-rev thing.
Plus, you were
Zen. I paid a lot of money for this trip. We are buying tickets.
Yeah, especially when you already have your mm-hmm. all-inclusive. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Did you do that trick I've been seeing on TikTok where on Southwest they'll put a hoodie over their hand and then put a hat on it in the middle seat so it looks like there's someone sitting seated there?
No.
It's so funny. I've seen it.
So then people walk past because they just kind of see it looks like a head there.
Oh,
so
wow. They haven't seen that.
We have an open seat next to us.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the open seating thing is like so rough. Like they want to put bag or a purse in the middle and, you know, you can't really hold up the seat. But, you know, as a flight, you're just like, right? I'm not policing them.
No.
But yeah, is it an honor if you feel awkward being like, I'm going to sit there and you have to then tell them to move their seats.
Exactly. Exactly. When I'm non-revving, I just sit down, shut up, and just get me to my destiny. I am just grateful to be on here.
When you were in Miami for those 5 days, how crazy was that? Because I was in Houston. I got stuck in Houston.
Yeah.
Were there other crews there? Because we had the crew from Miami that was flying from Miami to Phoenix. They had to land in Houston.
You know, what's sad about my experience, and that was part of why I was able to make the decisions that I made. I felt lonely. I didn't want to just stay in the room, so I'd get out and walk. Like, no one wanted to do anything. Everyone was just
glued to the TV
in their own mode. And, you know, I recall one flight attendant, young guy, and he couldn't fly back with us. He had to take a train. He was very scared, very scared. And so with that, everyone was isolated from each other.
Yeah.
So the only contact that I had with the outside world was just to get out the room and leave the hotel and just walk, you know. And even in that moment, looking at everyone's face, it still was sad because we weren't in a place where we wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it started out as maybe a vacation or whatever, what have you, but we were all stuck there. You know, for reasons out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be hard, because you wouldn't feel like you had a safe place to kind of express or feel your emotions. You just, you'd feel isolated, like you said.
Yes.
That'd be hard.
Yeah. Like, what do you say? How do you engage in conversation with someone at this point? You know, we don't want to talk about that, right?
Right.
Everything was so unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what are going to be the next steps just in our world at that point?
Yeah. It was horrific.
So we talked about the good things, the non-revving. Do you have a story that maybe wasn't as good of experience or something funnier happened?
So for my 30th birthday, we were non-revving to Puerto Vallarta. got on the flight. To this day, we got on the flight. My husband and I, going to celebrate my 30th birthday in Puerto Vallarta. We're seated. We got the last two seats. We're looking at each other like, we got on. Yes. Birthday turn up. We're sitting there. Remember, like I said, how I do this?
Yeah.
They started coming our way. And I was like, oh my gosh. We have to pull you off. We have two revenue passengers that we need to put on the plane.
Oh,
it's my birthday, though. It's my birthday.
It's my 30th birthday. We get off, and I'm like, okay, what are we going to do now? I get on the app. I don't even remember what it was at that time, how you check whatever. I'm like, okay, where are we going now? Because we're going somewhere.
It's
I got my suitcase packed. It's my birthday month. Because it wasn't even my birthday yet, you know. And I found us seats wide open. And we went to Cabo San Lucas.
Perfect.
Didn't have a hotel booked. And when we got there, we booked a hotel before we got there. And we were like, I was like, this is not, I am not staying in this here for my birthday. We asked for our money back. No, I don't even think we got our money back. We lost our money on that, but it was so cheap at the time. I think we were paying like maybe, I think we had just did the deposit. So when we got there and we seen it there, I was like, we want to cancel. Well, you're going to lose your deposit. Okay, that's fine. You don't even know what I went through to get here. So
I'm not even supposed to be here.
That's nothing. And then we find this beautiful resort that we stayed in. And it was just a weekend trip, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's and perfect,
though.
It was
the best. It was the best. I was like, no, we are not going to have this monkey wrench thrown in our plans.
So, oh, I love that. Yeah. Okay, so most of our listeners, that's what they say. That they just look in there on the apps and figure out, let's go somewhere else.
You already packed for it. So
you're ready. Your mindset is, I want to go on vacation. I want to get away.
And your birthday's in July, and it's nice and warm everywhere in July.
She's got a 90-day span, though. She can figure that out.
Well, some people would just went home and pouted when they didn't get on a flight.
Okay.
Right?
Oh. I hear you.
I'm upset. Sorry.
Upset. And knowing that we're upset that we're non-revving.
Yeah, like, he's calling Mo out.
I had a trip to Sydney planned about a month ago, and it didn't work out. So I went home and cried and cried and cried. And my wife was like, girl, we're going somewhere. We're going to figure this out. And
exactly.
So she helped us figure out where we ended up in Cancun. But yeah.
See, there you go.
I did cry.
I mean,
I cried.
And you can still
but we still went.
And you can still go to Sydney. You just got to go when there's some seats on there for
That's
you.
That's it.
I think you can. Oh, there's some. Is it Sydney that I had a friend go out of Los Angeles?
LA, yeah, we have one flight.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said it was not wide open and he got business.
That's a key though, on that long a flight.
Yeah, that was our thing. Yeah. I think we could have, no, I don't know. Like it was going to be tight if whether we could have got on or not. And
with
the choices, maybe in the back. And I was already like, I ain't sitting for 15 hours.
Long. Yeah. No, not at all.
In the back.
I'm
of the middle.
Waiting to get business though. I'm like, even if I got to go to Hawaii just to get in. I want my swivel chair or whatever.
See? I wish all the flight attendants could hear people talk like that. All our employees say how excited they are to be in business because sometimes they don't have a good attitude, you know, that they have to serve the non-revs. And I'm always like, hey, think about when you non-rev, how exciting is it to finally sit up here?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I try to.
I don't even need the service. I'll bring my own snacks. I just want the chair. I just want that seat.
Well, I'm just thinking, if we had more wide-body services out of Phoenix.
Yeah,
then you could get that chance.
You think you can help us out with that?
I know. Hey,
remember, it'll help you too.
More to come.
Tanya?
That's funny.
So I think I overheard you say you have a cruise coming up. Are you non-revving to that, or do you get tickets to guaranteed?
He brought tickets on Southwest.
Yeah.
So I'm going out Thursday from Phoenix to Long Beach. He's flying from Vegas to Long Beach.
Okay. Yeah. Down like Mexico.
Stop. We're just doing a 3-day Ensenada. This is our third cruise together.
Oh, nice.
In a year and a half.
Oh,
third cruise.
Yeah. Very fun.
He's a cruiser.
He is. And I'm a cruiser. My husband was a cruiser. His wife was a cruiser. When I tell you the dynamics, he's always like, where'd you come from? I'm like, where'd you come from? And I say, our heavens brought us together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're blessed. Mm-hmm. Both of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
I'm also going to show you on the Staff Traveler app where they have cruises now.
Please.
So you can check that out.
Yay.
You can check it out.
Priceless. Yeah. How they manage.
Mm-hmm. Good deals.
Yeah.
Got some, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They do hotels too.
Really? Okay.
So, mm-hmm.
You have any more questions? This has been good.
No, it has been good.
Yes, really fun.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us and sharing your stories and some of the work. So it's fun to hear different people's work experiences and kind of what you do. And so I know we have our three, which are pretty common, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of other jobs in the industry that aren't just flight attendant, gate agent, ramper, pilot. Like, there's a lot of other ones. So thank you for sharing that and your stories.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having me. What
a fascinating job too.
Thank you.
All right, how can people reach us?
Okay, you can reach us at the nonrevloungepodcast@gmail.com. And everyone stay safe.
Bye.
This has been Non-Rev Lounge. This episode was sponsored by Staff Traveler, which is the number one app to get your non-rev loads. It is used by over 600,000 people from all airlines in the world and built to make your non-rev trips easy and stress-free. Sign up now for free at stafftraveler.com/non-rev lounge.
All right, let me get my notes.
It's fun to be able to hear again. I like it.
Yeah, you should do it every week.
In here?
Just to hear when yourself. I can actually hear.
Our headphones didn't work last time, so they were like earmuffs, make it worse.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
At my house? Quiet. Yeah, so I think I could hear more just from like outside noises coming in then.
Sorry.
She learned how to turn them on.
Yeah, five.
Oh. Okay, and I also said, why did you have a brick in your living room?
It wasn't a brick. It was a weight.
Oh, it was a weight. That's right.
But I asked Katie the same way. Why do we have it in here? She's like, I use it. I was like, no, you don't. So, a tool.
That's rude. Every woman thinks they're going to work out and has weights somewhere.
Every year your marriage survives is just...
Amazing.
Amazing.
Miracles.
I'm like the Delta flight attendant. When she's like, people want to hear me. And he's like, I don't want to hear you.
Yes. I was like, oh.
So we don't ever say that we work for and so just to protect ourselves. And I mean, so we'll just work for an airline and whatever. So you could talk about your things you've done. But we won't say who that. And then if you do ever say anything, just let me know and I'd cut it out. So,
if you regret saying something.
Okay.
Yeah, like, oh, I shouldn't have said just let me know and it's gone. Okay. So nobody, ever so often someone will be like, Well, I still like Monique earlier. She said club and I'll probably cut that out. So it'll just be club. So just, it's just, we're not like.
Very generic.
Yeah. Everyone knows. Like you listen to us. Yeah. It's like we fly to London from Phoenix.
Yeah.
So the company knows we
do it.
You
guys do this like what? Once a month you find someone and you're in.
Once a week.
Once a week.
Okay. Yeah. So we've it was almost 3 years we've been doing it. Kind of started during COVID and we've had guests from all over the world.
And we're sponsored by Staff Traveler. Do you have the Staff Traveler app?
I don't.
No, you need it. I'll make sure you have it before we leave.
Give me all the pointers.
Yeah, because like when you travel on other airlines, you put in a request and someone from another airline will answer it and tell you what the load looks like.
Oh, so sweet. So I don't have to call my flight attendant friends over at Southwest and say, can you check?
So if they're busy or sleeping in a layover,
If they're flying or something,
Okay, yeah, please.
So it's kind of nice.